Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The impact Josh McDaniels is going to have on Drake May.
The ability to exploit the middle of the field and the intermediate, the biggest thing that he was mentioning. Because as Sims pointed out, he was terrific down the field and he threw a lot of checkdowns, but the middle of the field and his accuracy there was not great. And a lot of that might be tied to the fact that really DeMario Douglas is the only player who could make himself available at the second level. So what can Josh do with a guy like, it's premature, I don't care, Efton Chisholm.
Premature Chisholm. He said it, not me. He said it. Tom Curran with us yesterday.
And now we're just going to have to hear it for the rest of the offseason.
I didn't get that. Dan's like saying it without saying it. And I told you guys, I'm the guy in the movie theater that when something funny happens, everyone dies down their laughter, and then I laugh right after that. I get it like 3 seconds after everyone else.
Sometimes that's contagious, and it makes everybody else laugh again. You get a second laugh out of it. Hopefully we're not laughing on the practice field on Monday at Gillette Stadium.
I'm excited to see the guys.
I am very excited because this has the biggest challenge for me, or one of the challenges for me doing this job now compared to my past experiences, was trusting my own eyes in terms of Patriots coverage, because I was always there watching OTAs, watching practices. I had my own opinions. I didn't have to rely on anybody else's eyeballs. And I have felt a little bit like I'm walking the high wire without a net this spring, because it's like you got to trust reports out of Phil Perry and Tom Curran and Mike Reese and Mark Daniels and Andrew Callahan, all those guys, and I don't like trusting other people's eyes.
Yes.
So I am so excited to get down there. But if I asked you guys just one thing, the one biggest thing you want to see, can be a person, can be a coach, can be a drill, can be a position group, because I'll tell you mine. It's what Tom Curran just said. Efton Chisholm.
Mm.
I need to see with my own eyes.
This is now your offseason crusade.
Well, no, I just, if 71% of Patriots fans or 74% already believe he's going to make they expect him to make the roster on opening day. So they are being swayed, because they haven't seen him yet, so they're being swayed by everything they read and hear from the Phil Perrys and the Tom Currans and everybody else of the world. I need to see with my own eyes, is this guy just the next TJ Moe? One of these white slot receivers that everybody fell in love with in the summer.
TJ Moe.
Remember him?
No.
Yeah, he was one of them. Okay. He was one of them. He's a right-wing political whack job on Twitter if you want to follow him or something.
Okay. Oh, so was he involved yesterday?
No, I don't think he was involved yesterday, he's out there. Or is he legitimately a developmental, you know, Julian Edelman type or Danny Amendola who could do a little something and prove himself? Because I feel like I'm going to have an opinion pretty quickly and pretty strongly. You guys know me. I feel like I'm going to see a couple drills and I'm going to be like, this is the guy that everybody's all excited about. Or I might say, oh, yeah, he's got quick feet. He can do this job down there.
Yeah.
So
you'll know within
my
first
guy.
Hour.
Absolutely.
100%.
He is the guy that I want to see and have an opinion on.
Oh, well, I want to ask you about Efton Chisholm and just the conversation around it, because you're hearing the same bluster that's coming from fans and reporters alike.
Yep. So I am, without seeing him, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I play with guys that are just good football players.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't drafted high. I am not a I love the game of football. I love particularly because usually at this level, there's politics can play into some things, right? I'm not naive, but for the most part, if you produce, you're gonna make the team.
Yeah.
Regardless of the immeasurables, regardless of your draft status, regardless of where you came from, if you're there with other pros and you're standing out amongst other pros, not just one day, but the second day and the third day, then you know what? You have my respect because I know how it is. So I'm giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He was highly productive in college. Oh, Ted, he played at a small school. And okay, so what? A lot of guys come from small schools. But Ted, you know, this wide receiver group is, you know, he's not that big. Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen Wes Welker? One of the toughest covers I ever had was Wayne Corbett for the Jets. Small guy. So heart is, you know, the heart of a player is so it gets to me. There's a place for that player in the football, and so I think there's a truth to a lot of what he's saying. I can imagine. My guess is what is the most value thing for this quarterback, one of the most, not only is it the running game and have a good offensive line, but it's also to have fast options.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that get open fast in the, like that, you know, where he doesn't have to hold the ball and wait for him to get open. If you can get open fast, then you're going to be this quarterback's best friend. And I think this is a guy, 4.7 speed, who cares how fast he runs straight? Is he quick and can he get open fast so that the quarterback can get the ball out of his hands? And my guess is yes. And so my feeling is, just based on not seeing him at all I've heard, is that he will have a role on this team when we start the season.
So Teddy's voting at the with the 74%.
No doubt. I'm a big fan of the slot receiver, though. And Josh McDaniels now being the offensive coordinator, I know how he sees that position.
Yes.
He values that quarterback slot receiver kind of partnership, I think, more than most offensive coordinators do in the league.
And I think that's playing into the coverage and the popularity and the fans. Like, they know Josh McDaniels' history here with this offense, and they know the value of that slot receiver for so long in New England, varied guys through there. I think that's why people are willing or more open to the idea, like, this guy could have a shot here. And by the way, maybe that's why he's here. I haven't done a lot of like research as to why he chose to sign here necessarily. Yeah. He may have seen that and been like, Josh McDaniels seems to like guys like me, so maybe I'll go to New England.
That's a great, really good point, because I mean, he had a lot of offers.
Oh yeah.
So that's interesting. What you're most looking forward to, Dan?
Yeah. I mean, mine's not too overly complex. It has to do with Drake May, but it's not necessarily the performance. It's the deployment and the communication. I want to see how Drake May is interacting with Josh McDaniels. I want to see how he's interacting with his offense. And I just want to kind of get a gauge for how far along are we in the offensive install, and how much more work does it seem like we need to have? Because one of the biggest keys for me for this entire thing working, we can talk about Efton Chisholm, we can talk about Drake May and his bag of drugs, we can talk about all that. If Drake May can't operate the offense and communicate effectively with Josh McDaniels and his pretty complex way of operating an offense, none of this really means that much. So I want to see how far along they are with that and see if Drake's becoming accustomed and kind of getting more comfortable with it. I'd love to see that being the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my 1B to what the thing I'm really gonna try and take in when we get there on Monday and really just observe is, what is the overall energy and compete level of the minicamp?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see some one-on-ones, you know, with the receivers and the DBs, you know, maybe not one-on-one pass rush. They're not in pads. It's not. But what's the compete level in those periods? What's the compete level in the 7-on-7? What's the compete level in team? I'm just curious. What's the are guys running from drill to drill? That to me, the biggest thing for what I look for that gives you a barometer on whether or not a team is going to be successful is my feeling and sense of what is the overall buy-in for that team. Are they bought into what Mike is selling? And I want to see what the buy-in level is. when we go there Monday. And if I see high compete level energy throughout the entire practice, guys really focused, that will tell me that they are bought into what Mike is selling. Because if the guys don't buy what the head coach is selling, you don't have a chance.
And that's been questioned by some, not just the Stephon Diggs boat videos, different things, but it got kind of buried, but the Carlton Davis thing, like, wait, another one of your big offseason additions is jet skiing while everybody else is doing OTAs. Not that it's not his right, because he's a veteran NFL player. It's voluntary. It's his right. But when you pair those things together, you're like, okay, so you're what's supposed to be your best receiver and what's supposed to be your second best corner and the guy who makes this defense maybe really good by playing opposite Christian Gonzalez and really doubling up at that position isn't here. There's just that little like, huh, why is that way? They're not really. And we all have the history of the stories of like Brady and Rodney Harrison and these guys competing to work out and be here first and all that crap.
But you say all that crap.
But I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, all that crap.
All that important season-defining crap.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the little stuff that I want to see. That's important to
me. Right, it is important.
It's the jawing. I mean, I would love to see.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, Drake May jawing and talking smack to some of the DBs.
Christian Gonzalez. If you give me Christian Gonzalez, he's a little quiet, so I don't know if it'll happen, but jawing with Drake May would be a great sign.
It shows that they're fully invested.
Well, and it used to be the guy who's now your coach, Mike Vrabel, jawing with Tom Brady. I can tell you I saw that a million times.
And what did you think of that?
Loved it.
It was insane.
Loved it. And you get guys from the sideline yelling. You'd get other people that are subbing in and out screaming.
I'd been a seven-year NFL vet. And when Brady starts taking over, and then Roddy's MFing, and there you go. And I was like, I've never seen this in all my years. It was incredible. And it just, my feeling is that some of that DNA that Mike, has as a player is going to be rub off on some of his guys, at least on defense. I'm not sure about the offense. And that hopefully the iron sharpens iron kind of thing is that deep. Because the defense is going to be way ahead of the offense. And so, but can the offense just every day go out and compete with the Patriots defense and not back down and show some toughness and get better through the process of just practicing against a unit that is better than you?
Well, that was the characteristic of Vrabel that people caught on to the quickest when he was hired. People were willing to forgive, things might have gone sideways in his time in Tennessee because he's a culture guy. Because he is an energy guy.
Oh, yeah.
He is an accountability guy. Yeah. So if you're not seeing that, then what are we missing from this? But yeah, to your point, that is a huge, huge factor in everything that happens this offseason.
I'll also mix in real quick before I go to the phone lines, just leadership. Starting to see leadership develop. Drake May, what's sort of the air of him, what the defensive leadership looked like. You know, Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, some of those guys, how you can kind of start to get a feel for the guys that are the centerpieces around which other guys are kind of rotating.
You can't see leaders.
Yeah, you can.
You know when Belichick brought in My man from Baltimore. Why am I blanking on him? The outside linebacker that was traded.
Judon.
Thank you, Matthew Judon.
I was going to say Adelis Thomas. But
so when Matt Judon was brought here, and you watched him in practice, I was like, oh, he's a leader.
Yeah.
Right. He never shuts the F up.
Right.
And he's encouraging guys, and he's talking. I was like, there you go.
My guess is you'll say that about Robert Spillane from everything I've heard.
I think so.
I think you're going to see that.
Let me ask that question real quick. Other than Drake May, who do you want to see as a leader on the offense?
Will Campbell.
Okay.
Absolutely. We already know Morgan Moses is going to be a leader for however long he's here and for however long he's on the field.
Right. Yep.
And then I think you're going to see Hunter Henry. Like, I just feel like he's a leader, whether he's a captain or not a captain. I think you're going to see some. What was that, Ted?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.